Richards, and we've been offensively catching up on time. Run through those six runs, and overall just gotta be a moment to be proud of.
Oh, yeah. You wanted to turn around and struggle a little bit at the beginning, but you want to turn around and be competitive throughout the game. That's the name of the game. And they made some, our ball players made some adjustments and was able to put some runs across it.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about making adjustments, and that's really what makes baseball so difficult, is that sometimes it's going to take you, you know, two or three times in order to get that adjustment.
Yeah, and you just want your defense and everybody else to stay in the game. I mean, that's the big part of that, is keeping the game close to do something like that. So I thought our defense, I thought our pitching came through and kept us close, kept us in the game.
Gave up that early run and gave up another run. I believe it was the third inning, but despite giving up those two early runs, he was really just even keeling and didn't let it affect him.
Yeah, and the big thing that we kept noticing was he was, you know, his pitch counts were low. It was weak contact. It wasn't hard contact. He wasn't up in the zone or anything, so felt comfortable sticking with him. And he's a bulldog. He's going to be a good one.
And of course, like you talk about too, I mean, that's really what you need, especially out of a freshman pitcher who doesn't have a whole lot of varsity innings under his belt. You just need him to keep the ball low and rely on weak contact and trust a really good defense behind him.
Definitely. And as long as you keep him focused into that and not get frustrated, you know, a couple of weak infield hits and they're you know, they got to run across. And so you keep him focused a little bit and everything worked out.
I thought offensively too, everyone was having the right approach. A lot of guys were just being very patient, taking a lot of pitches, able to foul off a few pitches, and once you were able to get those balls that they liked and able to find the gaps, really were able just to collect a bunch of hits together.
Yeah, I thought our batters, after the first time through, I even thought the second time, even though he shut us down again, he'd give him credit, he was pitching really well, but we was able to have some patience and swing at strikes. I mean, that's the big thing, is trying to get high school hitters to swing at strikes. And I think we turned a little bit of a corner today in that, and we was able to do that, especially that big inning, the fourth inning, and then turn around and do it right again in the fifth inning. Is when you swing at strikes, balls tend to go where you want them to.
And of course, too, last week, I know we weren't able to get as many games in as I'm sure you would have liked to, but this week, weather cooperated for the most part, and how do we like a lot of what you saw this week?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you go 3-0 in a week. We've got a long weekend off because of prom, so these varsity guys will get a break, and got a big game coming up Monday with Neoga.